This is track 4, Battery Maintenance. The mini guide contains a single battery, a 123 type lithium battery. This type of battery is commonly available, particularly from shops selling photographic supplies. Spare batteries should be kept in their original packaging in a cool, dry place. This type of battery stores a lot of power for its size and has a shelf life of up to 10 years. The battery life depends greatly on how often the aid is vibrating. On average, the battery should give about 100 hours of continuous use. If the audio output is used and not the tactile output, then the battery should provide around 1,000 hours of use. If the mini guide starts to lose sensitivity, especially in the longer ranges, or behaves erratically, then try installing a new battery. Discard the old battery if things improve noticeably with the new battery. The aid has a low battery warning. The battery voltage is checked when the aid is being switched off. When the battery voltage is very low, the normal switch-off pulse is repeated 4 times. That is, instead of just one switch-off pulse, there'll be 5 switch-off pulses, all within 1 second. If the strength of the vibration is still weak and non-existent after installing a new battery, then it's possible that the vibration unit needs to be replaced. As a vibration unit starts to wear out, its vibrations become weaker and more erratic. How long a vibration unit lasts depends on how much it's used. It's anticipated that for all reasonable usage, the vibration unit will last for years. On rare occasions, the vibration unit can fail suddenly and completely. To test if the vibration unit is working, insert the battery the wrong way around for a short time. This should make a working vibration unit run at full speed. Always remove the battery immediately after this test, whether the vibration unit is working or not. If the mini guide is found to be not working properly, please contact your local Guide Dogs New South Wales ACT office, who will organise repair or replacement of the aid. Interference. The mini guide detects objects by sending out an ultrasonic pulse and then listening for the echo. If something in the area is also producing ultrasonic pulses, then the aid may indicate there is an object within range when really there is no object present. Many high-pitched natural sounds contain a small proportion of ultrasound. The interference is usually occasional and short-lived. For example, the interference may feel as if someone quickly waved their hand in front of the aid. If two mini guides are used near each other, they will interfere with each other. The aid will still be usable, but the user must be careful to determine what is interference and what are real objects. The shorter ranges are more immune to interference than the longer ranges. So if interference becomes persistent in a certain area, switching to the 1 meter or the half meter range will help reduce the problem. The mini guide has been designed and tested to be relatively immune to radio frequency transmitters such as mobile phones and CB radios. However, interference may occur if the aid is very close to a transmitter or the transmitter is very strong. All of these types of interference cause phantom detections. That is, the aid vibrates as if an object is present even though no object is present. Interference does not stop the detection of normally detectable objects. Care of the mini guide. Avoid dropping or knocking the mini guide. The ultrasonic sensors or the case could be permanently damaged by a severe blow. The ultrasonic sensors are covered by a very fine mesh. Dirt and other substances can clog this mesh. If this mesh becomes clogged, then the sensitivity of the mini guide will be reduced or the aid will stop working completely. Store the aid in a clean location and avoid using the aid in dusty or dirty conditions. Place the cap over the sensors when it's not in use. The mini guide is not waterproof. It should certainly not be immersed in water or any other type of liquid. If possible, it should not be exposed to heavy rain. If you're caught in rain without an umbrella, aiming the aid downwards will help to protect the sensors from the rain. If the aid does get wet, and especially if it stops working, it's important to dry it as soon as possible. Water can cling to the front of the sensors, blocking the ultrasound. Wipe away any surface water with an absorbent, lint-free cloth. If the aid does not work, place it in a warm, dry place. If water has got inside the aid, remove the battery and leave the aid open to dry for several hours or overnight. When using the mini guide, it's a good idea to put the cord attached to it over your wrist. If you want to let go of the aid to use your hand to hold something else, the mini guide will then hang from the cord. Having the cord over your wrist is also a safeguard in the event of dropping it or having it bumped from your hand.